So, 3, 2, 1, go! Good morning!
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning,
good morning, Madame Renou.
Madame, Monsieur.
Good morning, Oiseau.
Yeah, good morning, everybody.
Today is Friday,
the 19th
of
December.
December 2014, and?
Then I don't know what's happened this week. I have no idea of what's happened this
week. Well, there are many things. Tomorrow we're going to have the youth fair at the youth center, the Christmas fair, I mean, at the youth center.
Correct, yes.
So we hope to bring the radio there. Hopefully the weather will allow us to...
Yeah, probably will be good, the weather.
I think so.
The forecast is not so bad, yes.
So okay. No rains for tomorrow,
it seems.
But speaking of weather, isn't it unusual to have rain at this time of the year? We're really catching up with all the missing rain.
So for my personal records,
I love
it's the first time.
Yeah.
After the 15th December, so suddenly we have rain like that.
I can tell you we had the cyclone the 30th of January.
It's not true. It's not true at all, this story. So what do you mean? I was thinking of something more important. It was the first time. The cyclone. It's true. So no cyclones this year.
No cyclones yet.
Yeah, this is not
it's not even over.
Okay, so Madame Renou, normally you must know what's happened this week. I don't know, me.
Well,
I hear about this story of Inuksuk.
Inuksuk thing, it seems it's resolving itself.
Good.
We got a letter from Lavenir that said that they had no intention at all of moving it, and so I think we can all breathe a little bit. It must have been just an idea in the minds of a few.
Yeah, can I say something regarding it? Because
Please.
Maybe someone doesn't know. The Inuksuk was supposed to be moved out of the place where it was done by the planning office, asking to the person that they did it to move it in another part of...
It wasn't the planning office.
Ooh.
This is the thing. It was a little subgroup that has taken over the international zone group, and the original people from the international zone group have gone out. Apparently, they even took over the email ID. So there's a small subgroup of people that have been operating a little bit in the shadows. So that was the problem. And that's why Lavenir wrote back and said, we haven't heard anything about this. We're the planning group. Nothing is going to move.
Okay, so it was a false alarm?
No, it was not a false alarm. But it was very good. It was an alarm, and I think the more we hear about these kind of things and the more we respond with I think it's the time for diplomacy is a little bit over, you know, because there's a certain kind of level of doing things in Oroville that relies on the politeness of the other person and the diplomacy and the idea that we're working together and this and that. But in fact, it's only one way and it only suits one way. So I think it's better now to just cut straight to the quick, and when it's something like that comes up, instead of saying we'll have meetings, we talk about it, we say, no, we disagree, and if you come and do something, we will come and physically be there. And it's the end of the story, because in front of that, then all of this blah blah evaporates, because they count on your having goodwill.
Okay, so it seems the thing is got resolved. The Inuksuk will be not moved
for right now, but we have to remain very vigilant in this town, because there's always this coming back of them.
Yeah,
so I remain very vigilant. I am happy that in the next few months we can breathe and it's not going to be moved. You know, I wanted to just point out, do you remember that this old Along Indian came to do the dedication ceremony?
Yeah.
So for me, you know, all of these things, okay, we don't have to be so stuck in everything, but there is a value in all of this. And when we start removing the value of all of this with another rhetoric, which is, no, this is more important, this is the religious truth and all, and we don't value all of these dedications, all of these things, there's a problem.
Big problem.
There's a problem.
Okay, so big problem about that.
Actually, I just want to segue into something else.
Yeah, what's here?
Well, I was just thinking, because yesterday I had this feeling, I was driving back home, and I was passing by the tea shop, the outside tea shop in front of the eucalyptus trees that,
right,
in fact, a lot of Orovillians are using, which I think is outrageous, that there's no common solidarity about, like, no, man, this is not anything...
Why not to put in the news something?
There's not anything we want to support or thing. Anyway, so I was sitting there, and usually, you know, I'm singing the mantra on my motorcycle, and suddenly I felt awkward here. There's tourists, Coca-Cola pickup truck, all kinds of motorcycles parked. Like, it doesn't feel like Oroville. And suddenly I realized, like, oh my God, like, what a change from this magic place that I've known since my whole childhood, this road between Matraman and Certitude. I grew up in Certitude. So, and I was like, oh my God, I feel like I feel like an outsider in my own town, and I feel like an outsider to the purpose of Oroville as I watched this kind of mushrooming and all. And I realized that when we all come to Oroville to build a city, it's an exciting prospect that everybody can join together in. But now the emphasis for X amount of reasons, that hasn't been so much the thing, and it has become survival. So people are here trying to like do workshops to survive, do this, do that. So it's more about how we continue to live here. But the main thrust and the main emphasis on building Oroville together is not a shared reality anymore, okay. 40 yeah. years later.
Can I say something regarding this thing of...
Of course you can say something. Yeah.
I hope Come you would on. Like to say something.
I'm also saying that Oroville sometimes is lacking in providing facility. So providing places, providing things, goods. So if we don't provide ourselves of this item...
We don't get it.
We don't get it, and someone else will do it. So is our failure not to be able to provide something that is better of this place?
Absolutely.
So if we are able to make...
And you're speaking about the commercial, cheap services that this tea shop provides.
Absolutely. Okay. That kind of tea shop is a part of the Coca-Cola that is, I'm against it, and cigarette and whatever, but is providing food for people also in Norway that doesn't have the meaning to book go to Daniel Pizzeria or other places that are very good and nice in food, but our price is little bit compared with the kind of lifestyle. So I'm absolutely agree with you that these kind of things should not be allowed, and the Oroville should not support. I'm always asking my son to not go and taking Coca-Cola.
Then,
in fact, he stopped. He doesn't take any more Coca-Cola thanks to this kind of...
And then my son said, can I go to the other place? I said, no, absolutely not.
But again, at the meantime, we need to make progress in our evolution. If you are stuck in...
So that's let's talk about that. Do you think that we haven't been able to do that because our administrative bodies don't allow a kind of freedom for that kind of alternative expression or alternative Oroville thing to be valid and happen? Or how?
I think we are in trying to make the best, planning the best, and keep the highest levels we can. But going through the process of make it happen, there is something that is different. On the level of planning, on the paper is something. On the practical level, there are steps that go through a bad roof, a bad table and something. And then you reach a good roof and a good table. I mean, this is a
process. You have to do the baby steps, even if it's not perfect.
If it's not perfect, if you wait to have the perfect planning of the city, when the perfect planning of the city will be ready, maybe in 10 years or 100 years, the Eurovillians will be somewhere else. Because there is no participation in this process. There is too much time to make it happen. There is not...
And we don't even have the resources.
We don't
so
have the
ridiculous
resources.
Thing is the blocking of something when you don't have the resource to do it yourself, but you'll prevent any half measures to get there.
We are stuck
in... It's like the sludge story.
Yeah.
Mm. We have a 12-crore project. Okay, great. But then for 24 years, nothing happens. Mm. So we need to find alternative solutions within our means, based on the amount of people we are today. And another thing I find that blocks the planning is that because it's a futuristic goal to always plan for 50,000. According to our statistics, it will take 900 years before we have 50,000.
Yeah.
So I think we can relax a little bit and start building things for 2,000, 5,000.
Yeah, we will 5,000. Speak about the statistic when we will make the editing of the interview that you have done with Lionel, because he was explaining many interesting facts about it.
Yeah.
So for sure, we may need to be a little bit more loose into make the people do things in order to reach the point to make the city not in 1,000 years.
Yeah. And another thing I just would like to point out on those administrative things is there's too much gap. There's too much time between an idea and the possibility to implement it. And what people don't understand is to have an idea, it takes a lot of energy. To have goodwill, takes a lot of energy. And to want to implement something takes a lot of energy. So already you don't have the support. Already you're not going to get financial aid. So if you're not going to be supported administratively and there's too much gap, you're actually, preventing people from participating and doing and making changes that would be positive. So if there was one thing that I would say needs to change immediately is the amount of time between an idea, because the passive Oroville thing is, well, if it's supposed to be, then after 6 years of striving, then it'll happen.
It's not like that.
This is not correct.
No, it's not.
I mean, I see the Putus water thing. There was a community agreement to make it happen. There was, you know, so you had the full support of the community, all legally with the vote and all. But then to make it happen,
it's another matter.
With the financial service and the people who are actually sitting behind the counters and da-da-da, and to accept it as a budget. I mean, even though the community said, we want this as a budget, you had to still convince the BCC how are they going to make this into a budget. And, you know, it was to his credit and tenacity to work for 1.5 years on something that everybody said it will never happen, you won't get it, you can never think. Do you remember? I mean, do you remember the disharmony of it? I mean, what was it? It was like, we need to split the water service and people need to run off with the assets and forget it, we can't have a water service for Orville. How pathetic is it that a community is ready to do things like that?
Yeah, I know.
So. Oh, you don't know.
But...
So maybe you can tell us, what kept you going? What was your faith? How could you manage, despite all of this? Give us the secret, since...
Oh, no, I cannot speak today about that, because, you know, the secret of tenacity, perseverance, I don't know how it is. I don't know how it's work. In fact, no, I will say that for me, I find it's normal that it takes time for between the idea when you propose, for example, for the story of Fort Water. It took 3 years, in fact, for the people in charge there of fighting. I mean, it took only 1.5 years. For me, it's relatively short. So we did the meeting in around April or July. It's only 1.5 years after that suddenly the process come in October. So it's not bad, because you need, you know, when you go to the collective stuff, it's the opposite that the artistic, when you're an artist, I do my sketch with the Genius Brothers, I go very fast because we are in team, we are in tune each one, and go fast. But if suddenly you say, okay, now I share my idea to the collective, to some people, there you have to accept that everybody destroy your idea, everybody take your idea, mix them. It takes time, 3 months, 6 months, you have to wait. So you wait slowly like that. It's, I don't know how it's... It's a process, collective
process.
But in
the end, it all came back to what you had originally intended.
Of course. But this is a classic stuff. When you do music, it's the same. You come with your song, with your guitar, you sing to your friends, and suddenly they have to take your song,
destroy it,
they add some stuff. Suddenly you want to go more in a romantic phase, and suddenly become a punky song. This is more matter. For evolutions, in fact, no? The Portus Water is that, no? It was a miracle, but for the moment, we wait. It's only 3 months. Soon we will do our report, and it will come. Okay. No, I think the collective is all the time more slow than the individual.
For sure.
Yeah?
No, that it's all more slow, okay, I think that's wise and all. It's also that I find that maybe we're not all hoping for the same thing. Maybe we're not all hoping that all Orovillians are maintained. Maybe we're not all hoping that all their services for Oroville, so that Orovillians are free to do more sadhana, because these things... Maybe we don't have all the same idea.
For example, if I look at management of fund, for example, I'm also working for the Solar Fund, no?
Mm-hmm.
So I was speaking with some people of a human resource team, no?
Yeah.
Under which criteria you will help people or not, if they have money, no money, this. So there is some, it's the same approach, you want to be just. So you say, you guys, I need to know if you have money. If you have money, why you ask help for social fund, for the solar, for example? So in the end, you say you don't have no data about the people. So the best in us, we decide to say, no, we want to give without judgment. It's the people that they have to decide.
But you have explained them the situation? So how do they know? If they think you have crores and crores, they're just going to ask.
Yeah. No. Everybody knows that Oroville have no money.
No, everybody does not know. No, that's not true.
Oroville have money, but Oroville have no money. Okay. No, it's a reflection about how to help people when there is a fund. And there is the... One possibility is what's happened with the maintenance. They check if you have money, they check this. If you don't have a little bit some savings somewhere, and there they say, oh, okay, I can give you or not. us on the solar fund, we know that anyway you need money for the solar. It's more activists. They are more activists. So we decide to say, no, we will see. We try to help everybody without criteria of selection. So
very good.
We'll try.
We are 3 minutes to the end. So we do have other topics.
Normally there was something, we got nothing about the land board.
Was published on the land board.
They had a meeting, I believe, and it was quite positive. They met with the other groups.
They have actually a meeting.
They met with LMR and
LCC. Nya,
the previous groups. Yeah. So
and we don't know because it was a
closed
meeting.
Just now, they have a meeting now.
At this moment,
so let's pray.
So we receive that. There was also a small feedback about the last comedy in the Bharat Nivas, The Old Couple.
The Odd Couple. I thought it was good.
Great.
Did you like it?
No,
you didn't go.
I enjoyed it.
It was finally a non-spiritual play, which was purely entertaining, and I thought the acting was quite great. It was a relief for me.
Because it was Nate Simmons.
But isn't we have more than not spiritual play. I saw one, it was very sexual somehow.
But that's not from Orville.
Yeah, it's true.
We have to see. Here, you have to see, we spoke about divorce. Imagine, it's already a big step. Youth Center Fair tomorrow, maybe. There was the Christmas celebrations. Do you have a Christmas tree in your home?
I have. My kids, we do Christmas. We cut one piece of tree somewhere and we put all the little things.
You have this stuff.
They love to have it, and they have friends coming. They connect with Europe, with the iPad, with other friends, with our relatives. Hello. Yeah. That's something.
But you are Catholic? What?
No, I'm not.
Oh, it's possible that you do. You believe the Christmas feather?
No.
I do.
She does.
I believe Christmas mother.
Wazoo was laughing at me because I even bring the little nativity scene.
She's so, what horrible. She starts to put the little Jesus with the.
I love it.
She loves it.
Yeah, but that I think it doesn't make any kind of. It does, for us, it's just a celebration of love. So any kind of celebration that makes sense in Auroville. We do like
Diwali. Exactly.
We do all kinds
what
of
what I like in Tamil Nadu is that we have so many celebrations.
Yes.
It's a country of celebration.
And Auroville is the concentration of the celebration. Because we have all the Christian, we have all
So Hindus. Imagine, between we have Diwali, just after we have
Pongal?
No, Halloween, after we have Christmas, after we have New Year's, after we have
Hanukkah,
Pongal.
We have the Hebrew Anukar.
Hanukkah, we just had.
Oh, yeah, correct.
Many. So that is good because we are celebrating the life.
No, not Hanukkah. We had...
Which one?
So today. But it's not religious, just for having...
And don't forget the solstice. We're going to celebrate the solstice.
Yeah. I spoke only about the last... the winter season.
Yes.
Okay. It's strange today. I have nothing to say.
So we can close it. We are 10 seconds... till the end?
No, I think I have one more topic.
Yeah.
I will stop because it's about health.
Yes.
So I think a lot of people in Auroville are having stress-related health issues. So that would be something for actually us to look at as a collective because I've already submitted 2,000 rupees worth of bills for my health issues. And I've talked to somebody else who has the same thing. I have this strange lumps on my skin and it could be stress-related. I'm wondering about whether it's wise as a community, even just to save money, because that's always, it seems to be a big concern of us, if we wouldn't like to look at what things we could do to relieve stress of the residents.
Yeah, we start now and we say, no stress, Auroville Radio, the no anti-stress, stress. Relax. Bye-bye.
À la prochaine.